You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, CombiCon. We're looking for foods that pair well together. Tomorrow is certainly a day for that. And you're playing today for the qualifying prize and the grand prize, which you will be automatically qualified for if you win today. That Weber Grill, Jack Daniel's Eddie Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Jason Avant will join us for the lunch hour coming up at noon today. His thoughts on all this, and we look ahead to the game against the Bears on Black Friday. But I think it's time for an honest conversation. One of the issues we all agree on is the running game has not been good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the most part this year, we've said, well, Saquon's still the same guy. It's just the offensive line. But maybe that's not actually as true as we wanted it to be the whole season. Mm-hmm. Let's hear Emmanuel Acho talking about Saquon after the game on Sunday.
Saquon Barkley has been a non-factor this season, and it's time we call it out. We cannot completely omit Saquon Barkley's regressions this season, at least statistically, because he had such a phenomenal season last season. Last season is last season. For last season, I voted Saquon Barkley Offensive Player of the Year. For this season, Saquon Barkley is a disappearing act, and we got to call it what the hell it is.
Hugh, he's not wrong in that in comparison to last year, it's night and day, right? Last year, he was, I mean, the numbers, the yards, he was running away from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at his numbers. Remember a couple days ago when I said it was a safe space, it was only us, and, mm-hmm. and we talked about some things we were thinking about in terms of the offense and what it could look like. So I'm calling for another safe space. I'm calling for just us, right? No judgment zone. Because I looked something up a couple days ago because I just was curious. Now, Hugh, I know you weren't here at the time, but I'm sure you remember this. The last year that Chip Kelly was here, Chip Kelly signed DeMarco Murray away from the Dallas Cowboys, right? Mm-hmm. Brought him in. It was a disaster. It didn't work. And anytime you bring up DeMarco Murray, it's like, oh, my God, that was the worst season ever. He was terrible, blah, blah, blah. And he was. So I just was curious, that DeMarco Murray season 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
how does that compare to the Saquon year in terms of numbers that we're seeing right now? You ready for these numbers?
What you got?
10 years.
I'm not.
Okay.
Ready.
Well, I called for a safe space. So let me speak. I called for a safe space. Okay. I'm sorry. 2015 DeMarco Murray, 193 rushes for 702 yards, 3.6 yards per carry. 2025 Saquon Barkley, 185 rushes for 684 yards, 3.7 yards per carry. The numbers right now, Saquon now, DeMarco then are almost identical. It's like the same season. Hugh, what are you seeing? Because I've started to see some people who look at tape that say, yeah, the offensive line's a problem, but Saquon also is not running the same, and maybe he's trying for the home run and giving up chances for 4 or 5 because he's trying to get 60.
Again, I'm going to say, when we talk about the woes of this offense, it's not on one person. It's not. You know, because you have to look at it as a collective. Offensive line play has been – the offensive line has been domesticated. Decimated. Yeah, the offensive line.
Maybe they have been domesticated.
Yeah. They've been decimated.
Always comes back to that with you.
Yeah. It's it's partly that. It's partly the passing game is not as potent as it once was. And, you know, it's the way that teams are playing us. We played the last couple games. Like, I remember we played Denver. Denver hung around until they had an opportunity to win late in the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember we were talking to, who was it last week? And somebody said it's the equivalent of playing with your food, and that's what they thought the Eagles were. I don't think that's the case. I think that there are some concepts that they try to run to keep drives alive. They're just not working for whatever reason. See, that's where it gets a little muddy because I don't know – I'm not out there on the field, and I don't know what the quarterback sees as opposed to what's really happening. And, you know, a lot of times when you're watching film, you can freeze the tape. Anybody can freeze the tape and say, hey, look, so-and-so open. That might not necessarily be true. We were talking about a play the other day where in the running game, it looked like Saquon Barkley had a gap to run through. And, you know, it all depends on who you talk to. You know, some people say – he should have made that cut.
Right.
Some people say the hole was going to close up quickly. So it's one of those things where, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't know how the person pulling the trigger or the offensive coordinator perceives what they see.
So Acho thinks that Saquon deserves some blame. Seth Joyner, strong response here, does not buy that.
We need to play Tank Bigsby. He's averaging 9 yards, you know, per run. Yeah. Man, stop that. Wow. Stop that. Tank Bigsby is a good change of pace, but he is not Saquon Barkley.
Well, why is it every time he gets in there, he gets the 8 or 9?
It does feel like that's the easy way to say, hey, look, here's the problem. The problem
is
with the run game.
Run
is
that what we're saying?
Even the clowns over on social media saying the same thing. You know, I'm watching Emmanuel Acho yesterday. You know, him and Shady in their podcast, and he's talking about, oh, nobody's talking about Saquon's not what he was. Man, shut the hell up. Because you know what? You don't know anything. If you're a football guru and you're watching football with your eyes, especially as a defensive player, and you're looking at how pathetic this offensive line is playing right now, there's not a thing in your mind that says that you believe that Saquon Barkley is not what he was. Okay? That's just nonsensical. The offensive line is the issue.
So I think, first of all, it's fun to hear those two go back. Well, here's, you know, Seth talking about Emmanuel Acho. I agree with the overall point here. The offensive line is the biggest issue to why the run game is stunk. But I don't know, man. Sometimes I know he's – no one thinks Tank Bigsby is as good as Saquon Barkley, right? He'll never be.
Mm-hmm.
But it is stark that he comes in and it's 8 yards. It's 9 yards. And then Saquon runs and it's one or two. Like –
I mean, you can't deny that.
I can't ignore that when we talk about Saquon.
You know, the unfortunate thing about everything that we're talking about is that because the unfortunate thing is that it's not one thing, but we all want to make it one thing. It's not that. I mean, it's not. It's just not. It's the offensive line. It's a little bit of Kevin Petullo. It's a little bit of the quarterback. It's a little bit of the running game. It's not in sync like it was last year. And that's okay.
Do you think Saquon looks the same?
That's a tough one, Joe, because when I see him, I still see the speed. I just don't see the, I don't want to say confidence, the decisiveness in the whole running.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of times, like it was pointed out, was it the Dallas game where it was a couple times, or no, I think it was the game before that, where they talked about how.
The Lions game?
Yeah, where one person tackled him. I remember, and just to give you a comparison, Brian Westbrook, when Brian was in his heyday, the first person wasn't going to tackle you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cardinal sin for a running back to be tackled by the first person. Like, you go back to that was in high school. The first person is not, if you're a good running back, is not supposed to be able to tackle you. Saquon's been getting tackled a lot like that, and that never happened last year. So if you say that to me is more desire than actual talent. You know, mindset's different. You know, it's hard. Think about it like this, people. Saquon Barkley went from playing for a bad team, getting cut on national TV, getting talked to greasy by a dude telling me, hey, well, if you get another job, let me know. What I'm letting you know for? And he came here and he had something to prove. You know, it's the same thing. Like, you come, some places you come and you have a chip on your shoulder and you play above your station. Not saying that Saquon did that because he was a number one draft pick. So, you know, there's that. But
the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, he's not running. It's safe to say he's not running like he ran last year. I mean, the stats show you that.
Boy, he's not.
Now, whether or not he's lost a step, I can't say. He doesn't look like it.
Elliot brought up an interesting point because, you know, we all saw the Giants game where he had his one big game this year, right, in middle October. And I think it was the reflex was, see, he still got it.
Yeah.
But there are times in sports where players who don't have it can do it for a game. It's Saquon did it for 20 games last year, right? That's why he had one of the great seasons of all time. He did it over and over and over and again. So, like, yeah, I mean, he could do it for a game, but can he do it for 10? Can he do it for 5?
Yeah, sustainability.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we may have gotten fooled by that Giants game that Saquon was fine. I something's wrong. I mean, something's not the same compared to what it was last year. The O-line is the biggest problem, but I was holding out hope he was the same. I don't feel like that anymore. 215-592-9494. And I'm with Joe. I'm with Rhea in that clip we played. I want to see more Tank on Friday. I don't know if that's 5 carries, if it's 6, if it's 4. I want it to be more than 1, though. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they do a thing last year where once in a while it would be the Kenny Gainwell drive? Remember that last season? Like, Saquon would run 20 times.
Yeah, and it was annoying.
But would you mind it Friday if they did it for Tank?
Oh, not at all.
Give me a Tank drive. Yeah. Ride the Tank down the field and see if they can put it in the end zone.
Ride the Tank down
Ride the Tank down the field.
Well, I will say this. I would have rode him until he told me, no. Nah. Thanks, Kyle.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
I will say this. It's not – you need a spark.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not – if you're really about winning games or whatever, I don't think Saquon would have a problem with Tank getting a couple carries.
That's what I mean. Again, yeah it's not so
I
much –
I mean, it could be more of a complimentary thing.
Sure.
You know, you're going to still get yours, but you got to let Tank – you got to let him run. Man, see what – this offense needs a spark somewhere, and he might be that spark.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're struggling to move the football. What if he bursts a 30-yarder? I mean, that could change the entire game, especially with all these games being close. Let's go to the phone lines here. Matt in Germantown's up. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's the word, diehard Joe, Kyle, my favorite barber, and Uncle Hubie? Hit a dude.
What's going on?
What's up, Matt?
Baby. Just breeze. Honestly, like I was trying to argue with Kyle, I think it's the experience and the play calling. I really want to see what the quarterback's coach is going to do from Bowling Green. And I think, personally, from just hearing everything and really just trying to open my third eye like Uncle Hubie, I think the type of individual Jalen is, he might be holding his best.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Plays for when we get close to the playoffs.
Oh, come on.
I Kyle, what do you think? I'm waiting.
Are we real? We're doing the playing possum thing still?
I guess
they didn't score for 42 minutes against the Cowboys. Maybe they could have used one of those during that game.
Caller. We have a first-year play caller.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you want a new first-year play caller, the Bowling Green guy. You know what it's going to look like? The same thing.
I think what he's trying to say, Matt, is college is different than pro. I mean, no disrespect to your thought process, because I respect everybody's opinion when it comes to stuff like that.
I don't.
But that makes no sense.
He said I don't.
So, Matt, what do you mean by holding things back? Like he sees the play and they're not running it, or he's holding back his legs? Like, how do you hold back while you're trying to win a football game? I'm just trying to understand what you're...
I have a better question, Matt.
There you go.
If Jalen says in a press conference yesterday, winning is the only thing that matters, and he's going to do everything to do that, his words, why the hell is he going in the game holding back? I'll take all the time you want.
No problem. I think it's dumb.
No, because see, this is where we got to stop doing this, because I understand we all want to support Jalen, but let's be real, man. Something's wrong with this team, right? Something's wrong with this offense. But it's everybody else but him. He sat there. Yes, let him finish. Because you had the pregnant pause. Now I got to go ahead and take it home. He said yesterday, the only thing that matters, he doesn't care if the offense grows. Kyle, you got to cut. I'm going to give you a chance to pull the cutter. He said it don't matter as long as they win.
The identity one that we played earlier? Yeah, okay.
As long as they win. Mm-hmm. But now we've gotten to the point. Like you playing more.
We're always on the same page.
Well, I'd say the identity has changed from game to game. And that's not a problem when you win. So is that fair to say?
Sure. But like, what should that identity be? You're the quarterback. You know, you get the ball every time. What would you like that identity in this offense?
The identity needs to be something everybody's in alignment in. So it's not a matter of how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who does it. I just like for it to get done. And I remember getting a question he's not here. He asked me the question about, you know, the pass game taking a step after a loss. It's like, well, who cares? We didn't win, so nothing takes precedent over finding ways to win, and that's really what matters.
So you heard it out the horse's mouth. So why is he holding back?
Why is he holding back? I think at that point in time, Hugh, because he's too comfortable. I think, and this is my next point, when it comes to coaching, we got to get a little more Joe Exotic. Even if he got a Super Bowl MVP. If the Eagles as an organization have a certain standard, then we got to keep that standard. I say we need to have them fight for that spot. Put Tanner McKee in. If this is so hard, put Tanner in. We got another quarterback that can throw, that 6'6", can read, can make fast throws and all that. Like, we didn't trade him for a reason. I think we need to put Tanner in or have them fight for that starting spot to let Jalen know this is serious.
This call took a drastic turn.
I love it. It did. Everyone's playing for their spot on Friday. I like this. Now we're raising the stakes here, Douglas. This is what we're talking about.
But I'm saying, I don't know.
One more thing?
You got it, Matt. You got it.
Just this last part, I just want to say, just getting a little Joe Exotic, we need extra help on that line. Put Ty Robinson, the vanilla gorilla.
On the offensive
barely
line?
Even playing. Yes, we need help.
We ain't heard from him since we talked to him in the summertime.
We're off the rails.
Matt, what do you got for us? What are two foods that pair well together?
Well, I mean, I already won, but I got to give it up right. I like my food how I like my women. So I need dressing and the yams.
Dressing and the yams.
Soft, sweet,
he need them yams.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, y'all know what it is.
This is the best phone call of the day, Matt.
Hey,
good phone call.
Well,
dressing and yams. And got Ty Robinson on the O-line.
Damn.
Jalen playing for a spot on Friday. I mean, you know what? I know this is now we're gonna do our show Friday, Hugh, before the game from 10 to 12 at the link. You and I are gonna be on. So special Black Friday show, by the way, everyone.
Oh yeah, I got my email. I gotta go to the thing. I gotta put my jacket on.
We'll tell you about that in a second. But I just gotta say, I almost wish that we had an extra day this week because I mean Matt just gave us a show idea. Should everyone be playing for their job on Friday? Everybody. Saquon, Jalen. They're all playing for their job on Friday. I love it. By the way, speaking of places you got to be. So Friday, just give everyone the rundown. Tomorrow, obviously, Thanksgiving. Hope everyone out there has a great Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing a special. You ready for this? 5-hour show Friday leading into the game. So Hugh and I are going to be on from 10 to 12 live from the stadium doing our normal thing. And then Dave Spinero will join us at 12 for countdown and kickoff. And then the full pregame show with Elliot and Ike and everyone coming up on Friday. So that's Friday if you're driving around early. Maybe some Black Friday shopping. We'll be on Friday morning at 10 like a regular Friday. But Hugh, tonight, you know what tonight is?
What's tonight?
Turkey Bowl 7.
Turkey Bowl!
Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl tonight. Audubon against Haddon Township. It's at 6 p.m. right here on WIP. So the pregame show for Turkey Bowl starts at 5:45 tonight. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, going to be on the call with Devin Caney and Taryn Hatcher providing sideline coverage. You know, we got to thank everyone involved with this, with all the sponsors. It's really a cool event, and they've been doing this for years now. I hear some rumors that maybe Hugh Douglas is providing the coin toss. Is that right? You coin tossing this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the coin toss with Hugh Douglas tonight. Be tuned in to Turkey Bowl this evening. All right. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Morning. Sorry, Kyle.
No, you're good. I mean, we're close enough that we'll let it slide.
So, yeah, I mean, we're still talking about the same thing over and over, I think. For me, at least, it's the offensive line. It's not just the offensive line. It's the refusal to run anywhere but up the middle. Like, when do you stop banging your head against the wall and realizing this isn't working?
Andy, I've been wondering that for weeks. And the crazy part is that they keep doing it as if they think it's about to break, and it doesn't look like it's about to break. It looks like,
no.
I mean, they have had so many, it feels like, 1 or 0 yard runs this year. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's I mean, again, just regurgitating, but Bigsby seems to be getting the yards. Guess he's going up the middle somehow or another, but at least put Saquon outside. That seems to be where he's at his best.
Yeah, you know what it is with the Tank thing? Like, Andy, I don't think Tank's going to, you know, reel off 200 yards if he plays or he gets 5 carries. But I kind of just want to see if he got 5 or 6 or 7 carries, would he keep getting 6 or 7 or 8 yards? Because then we'd have a clearer picture. Now, if he only gets 8 once and then he gets 1 or 2 or 3, then I think we kind of revert back to, all right, it's all the O-line. But I just got to see Tank get a few more carries here.
Yeah, there's no reason not to, and you had just mentioned, I felt like Kenny Gainwell got so many chances that it didn't even make sense, so why isn't anybody else getting a chance now? Especially that Saquon himself said he's struggling, you know, so I guess that was last week, so let's see what happens this week.
We shall, and Andy, man, we appreciate your phone call, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get to your phone calls, and you could talk to Jason Avant as well. The lunch hour with Jason Avant, he's going to join us coming up. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the offense, his thoughts on Saquon. What is he seeing when he watches the film? Is Saquon running the same? Is he not? Why? And Hurts and the passing game, all of it. The Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% prop boost to use on their build. I'm going to go with a bunch of touchdowns on Thanksgiving. I like Derrick Henry in the finale. I'm going to go with George Pickens and, let's say, Rashee Rice in the second game. And I do like Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe for 2 touchdowns in game number 1. That guy's a touchdown machine. Grab your crew, start your build, and get into the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.